is our Monday morning happy ritual, checking out the agenda for the week ahead. And today we're joined by Callie Crossley, host of the Callie Crossley Show on our partner station WGBH in Boston. Callie, do you have a word for the week?
I do. Redux.
Redux. Okay. And Kelly Evans writes the ahead of the tape column for the Wall Street Journal. Great to see you in person this time. Kelly, you have a word for the week?
Yeah, similar, I guess. It's deja vu.
Oh, so we're both kind of looking back at the past. And if you're looking at the unemployment figures, maybe that's what you're talking about, because they rose to 9.1%, which obviously is a place we've been to before. Only 54,000 jobs were created. Kelly, we talked to you about this a little bit last week, that this unemployment number is perhaps the most persistent figure holding back the economy, right?
Well, the deja vu that I mentioned is this sense that the U.S. economy, or the optimism about the economy at the beginning of the year, was pretty high. People thought maybe we were at that escape velocity we needed to be to create more jobs and really help get the unemployment rate down. And then lately that's given way to some concern that, in fact, momentum isn't as strong as hoped. And the growth rate for the economy was less than 2% in the first quarter, looks to be maybe less than 2% in the second. And people are just saying, you know, how much oomph is there for the full year? And when you don't have an economy growing at above that pace, you know, well into the 3 or 4% range, the prospect for bringing down unemployment fades. And so the question this time is, if 2011 plays out like 2010, how will the Federal Reserve react, especially if stock markets, which have been a little bit weaker lately, sort of continue to sell off? And that's why it'll be interesting to watch comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke today.
All right, Callie, this also will be political fuel in terms of Republicans having the justification they need to call for massive cuts.
Absolutely. That's why I say redux, because at some are saying the R word, recession, is back in play. And all you have to do is toss that around, and it's enough to make Americans really frightened. You know, the high that we were on, the somewhat moderated high that we were on, including losing 10 cents off the a gallon of gas last week, was making, I thought, you know, people feel a little bit better. And then those numbers came out, and you realize how stubborn it is to get 14 million people back to work. So already Representative John Boehner, Speaker of the House, has said, okay, this means the Republicans are on the right path, and you got to listen to what we're saying, because the path that we're on, set by President Obama, it cannot be correct if these numbers are returning.
Well, if you're speaking about Republicans being on the right path, let's go to this pool of Republican candidates. Former Republican Senator Rick Santorum is expected to announce a run for the American presidency today. Have we started to maybe sift through this number of candidates on the Republican side?
I don't think so. I think
no.
We got a lot more to come. I guess I'm silly. I was surprised that Rick Santorum would jump in at this point, because it's all about the money. And I don't understand how anybody beats Mitt Romney at this point. However, these are all these familiar faces that are getting in. But I still think there's going to be a lot more sifting out. And the name Herman Cain keeps popping up also. Former CEO
of Godfather's Pizza. Yeah,
absolutely. But a lot of people don't know that name. And so I think this upcoming Republican debate is going to be very interesting. And by the way, Michelle Bachmann has said she's in the debate, even though she has yet to announce whether she's running for real.
All right. Well, for these presidential candidates, Kelly, at least especially for the Republicans, the economy is going to play a huge role. And to a certain extent, the economic indicators, whether the country goes into recession or stays out, means something. So are we going into recession? Are we staying out?
Well, what you've heard people saying last year, this year again, is this concept of soft patch. And I think what we're really learning is that it's not so much that we're hit with one soft patch or another, but more that the economy, the fundamental strength of the economy just isn't there. That this is a recovery, like most recoveries, after financial crises, when people are in debt repayment mode, that just don't have a lot of strength. And so what's interesting is you're going to continue to see this concern about soft patches and recessions. You know, whether or not that event does play out will largely depend, I think, on, to some degree, on the pace of government spending, for example. So what's interesting, as these concerns continue to dominate and people think a little bit more about, you know, how this recovery is shaping up, you know, people always say that a weaker recovery, or that a loss of momentum here, will play badly for the Democrats, will play bad for Obama in 2012. And I'm not so sure I agree. If you get into a situation where we start to feel that the economy really is slipping into another recession or something to that effect, I think people immediately start to lose their appetite for debt cutting and some of the measures that Republicans are really trying to build their campaign around. And that could become a real hurdle for them if their one sort of clear point that hits with a lot of voters becomes more mixed.
So what, as you mentioned, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is supposed to speak about the economic outlook today. What do we expect to hear from him?
Well, it'll just be interesting to see if he says, I expect that he'll try and signal to markets and to investors that, look, we're not going to come sailing to the rescue like we did last time. If you remember, around this time last year, the economy was weakening a little bit. The stock market sold off. Late August, he basically signaled that the Fed would be coming in and doing another stimulus program, bond buying, this QE2. You might have heard of sort of floating around.
Quantitative easing.
Yeah, quantitative easing, exactly. Mm-hmm. Buying treasuries, basically, and aiming to push investors into riskier assets and bid up the stock market, which worked like a charm for a while there, but didn't do much for the real economy. So I think they're going to err on the side of caution this time, hope that they can signal to the market that has to stand on its own. They're not going to come sailing into the rescue because there isn't much support, I think, among the public or even among people on Wall Street now for that kind of measure.
All right. Those are four or five stories there about the economy. Let's move off to a different kind of story, and that's the story of Dominique Strauss-Kahn, kind of the economy. He used to be the head of the National Monetary Fund, but he will be arraigned today in New York. He's expected to plead not guilty. He's charged with raping a hotel maid in Manhattan. Callie, how closely are people actually watching this story now that the initial impact of the headline is over?
Oh, I think this story is going to capture a lot of headlines for some time to come. Powerful man, small person, but whether or not this indicates a pattern of powerful men doing this kind of thing is going to get to be the issue. And
are you referring to the Egyptian banker who was caught as well?
Absolutely.
Or accused?
It makes you wonder what's going on with all these. And I think as we read in the New York Times this morning, that this one's going to go to trial, if for no other reason than everybody on each side has a point to make.
Do you agree, Kelly, this is going to stay with us?
It hasn't been a great month for men, right? Arnold Schwarzenegger, John Edwards, you know, not a lot of encouragement there, I guess.
One might say they had it coming. It's been a kind of a world history for men for a long time, don't you think?
I'll let you guys weigh in on that.
Kelly Evans writes the Ahead of the Tape column for the Wall Street Journal. Callie Crossley, host of the Callie Crossley Show on our partner station WGBH in Boston. I can say that because John's not here today.
Exactly.
That's your addenda. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.